It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. Brock and Hunter, the Plan B After Show podcast. What's up? Oh, God, I thought I'd lost you again. I was like, no, man. We've been having internet issues throughout the day today, but we're going to try and get through this with hopefully no issues.
We've been bitching hard because of the internet. First world problems.
Very true. First world problems. But you know what? I'm in the first world, so I'm going to complain. It's my right, damn it. It's my right. Anyway, as always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Go see them, man. You need your cycle worked on. Front tire to back tire, everything in between. They got you covered. Gilson. All right, let's do it. Facts and fact number one, opinion number one. Humans aren't very nutritious to eat. At only about 650 calories per pound of muscle, animals like boars and beavers have 1,800 calories in a pound of muscle. I did not realize that. That's weird.
You know what I always wondered? We all drink titty milk once in our lives, right? Dude, isn't that kind of the same thing? It's coming from the human body. It's kind of cannibalism a little bit, right?
I honestly don't know, which is, are we the only other species
kind of a weird shower thought,
yeah. that drinks milk from other species? I don't think any other animal out there drinks other animals' milk, right?
I think you're right on that. I think I have read that before, that we are the only one, yeah.
And you think we'd want to keep drinking? Isn't there a lot of nutrition in mother's milk?
Yeah. Eventually, you gotta quit.
Well, I'm saying, now, I'm not saying I'm going to keep latching onto my mom's nip. What I'm saying is, why don't they sell breast milk? Can you buy breast milk?
I mean, I've been sucking on your mom's nip.
You know what, you bastard.
It'd be a little weird.
You son of a bitch. Hey, Ma, whip that titty out. Actually, let me look this up.
Back to the question, though.
Okay.
That's a dumb question.
Would I ever eat a human?
Never try it. Yeah.
If I had to, for sure. But let's say we were lost at sea and you died, all right? And I need to eat. Well, here's what I may do first. If for some reason I'm lucky enough to have like an emergency fishing kit, I'm going to try and fish with you first. If I don't catch anything, I'll take that little worm you got on front of you and I'll catch it.
Shut up. I was going to say, you should start with my big old tan dick.
Yeah, that's
the biggest thing.
Appetizer on that.
It's a warm-up.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Or, I imagine like the old Looney Tunes commercial when you look over and the guy turns into a steak,
Oh, exactly.
Just
yeah.
Just a mirage.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's say not out at sea. Let's say our plane went down in the Himalaya Mountains, all right? The Himalayan Mountains. And
the movie Alive.
Yeah, just like that. Like, dude, honestly, if you're dead, it's not like I'm going to kill you and eat you. Like, I'm not going to murder you. Mm-hmm. But if you die and I'm starving, I probably would.
It's interesting, it's kind of weird to think about too. I'm sure there are places where you could go and try human meat.
Oh, like absolutely.
If you really got down deep into the black market or whatever.
Dude, that reminds me of this movie
that's
I watched.
That's crazy.
If you want to watch a fucked up movie, watch Bone Tomahawk. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Dude,
it's kind of odd too because you don't like scary movies.
No, I don't, and I didn't think it was going to be. It's a Western, right? But, dude, it is so...
You thought it was going to be a porn.
Yes. Bone Tomahawk. All right, sign me up. I had my pants off. I was all lubed up. But there's cannibals. There's cannibal Indians in that, dude. That's a fucked up movie. There's a scene. You should watch it sometime. It's got Kurt Russell in it. And, what's the other guy's name? He voices the Lowe's commercials, whatever his name is. You know what I'm talking about. But,
there's something about eating human beings, too. There's something with the... that comes with it. There's a chemical or something that it creates like a chemical maybe a chemical imbalance where it like
there's a certain nutrient or maybe like folic acid or something that's in humans that we can't
eat. Right.
Now here's a question.
It's like
evolutionary
definitely not good for
Yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. So here, evolutionarily speaking, though, like, I mean, can primates, if we are an offset of, you know, or we're relatives of the ape, can monkeys eat other monkeys and be okay?
I am probably for a little while, but I think eventually, and you know, like, why can't I think of the words right now? I'm a loss for words. You know what I'm saying? It's just not inbreeding, but you know, it's not good for the human brain.
Like, yeah,
like, it's not gonna. You can't evolve.
Yeah,
you can't evolve if you continue to eat your own species. I think I'm getting closer.
Something like
that. I'm really trying.
Have you been eating humans? Is that why your brain's not working right now? You're getting dumber?
Dude, every day, man.
Ah.
Get that human bologna sandwich.
Too. Oh, delicious. Delicious.
Yeah.
I don't know. And do you think certain humans would taste better than other humans?
Probably, man. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to throw race or anything or color, but I'm sure, you know, there is white meat and dark meat with chickens. Why would it be different?
We having we having taco night tonight. Is that what it is? So it's
that's their ground up Mexican. Huh?
Ooh, this is spicy.
Getting deep.
Well, one thing I do know is that your mom tastes delicious. So, but that's all right.
All right.
Yeah.
I know. Trust me.
Hold on. Hi, Kiki. Hi. We're doing our podcast. So what show? Oh, your Friday show? Do you want me to put it? Hold on, Hunter. I got to get Kiki your Friday show. Talk more about
for
eating
God's
humans.
Sakes.
We're talking about eating humans. Would you ever eat a human, Kiki?
No.
You wouldn't?
No. I would eat, like.
She puts my man. Yeah, my man meat in her mouth. Haga. So apparently humans only.
Just bite it off, Kiki. Bite it off.
Yeah, rip it off. No, I think in a live or die situation, yeah, I could do it. I could do it. That's live or die, though. That's like, you know, stranded on a mountain. So, all right, let's do another fact here. What?
Start with your stink wrinkle.
No. You're going to start from the beehole? That's terrible, man. That is just terrible. Okay, fact number two, opinion number two. No one knows exactly how long days are on Saturn because there are thousands of miles of clouds blocking the view. The best estimate is that the days are about 10.5 hours.
So they can't really study the rotation of Saturn? I think that's bullshit. I don't believe that. So they don't know because it's caught. You can't. But no, that's not true because I can see Saturn through my brother's telescope.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can. But you can see it. But that doesn't mean you can gauge the days, though. How long are the days on your anus?
I don't know about that one. Pretty long.
Classic.
I think that's a trash fact. I'm gonna call that one out.
You don't like it,
dude? They're definitely. Have you seen the most recent picture of Saturn and Mars, or
dude,
no, Saturn and Jupiter?
I try not to look at that because it just makes me freak out. I just freak out every time I look at space photos. I'm like, no, fuck this. It shouldn't be. It's not real. There's no way this is a real thing. No, freaks me out.
One of the telescopes just passed it, and they just got like the closest, most best shot you'd ever seen, dude. And it is.
It doesn't look real, does it?
Like, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's like something you see in your dreams.
Yeah. It's nuts, man. And that's just out there in space. Like, in our, it's in the gravitational pull of the sun. It's right there flying around in our galaxy. Dude, it's nuts, man. Mm-hmm. It's nuts.
You know, you think about that. Jupiter is a ball of gas. How can you gauge how many times that ball of gas rotates?
Yeah.
You know,
hell, you're a ball of gas, Christ.
Yes, my wife, she'll vouch.
Anyway, cool. Space is one of those things you could literally just go hours and hours and hours talking on.
Space, bro.
Fact number three, space, bro. Fact number three, opinion number three. Only one former cast member has ever been banned from hosting SNL again. So Saturday Night Live. Do you know who it is?
Former cats. I think I do know this. Hang on. Let me think. It's Norm MacDonald.
Nope.
No.
I actually don't think Norm's ever hosted.
Chevy Chase?
Yep, Chevy Chase. Mainly for being a jerk to the cast and crew. I've heard that about Chevy. I heard he's an asshole.
An ass. You know what's interesting? It's an interesting read. Is you can type it into Google somehow, and you can figure out which actors are real assholes. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of forums out there of people like talking about firsthand experiences they've had like with these famous people. And they're like, dude, It's like it was embarrassingly bad. Well, you know.
And now here's
James
the thing.
James Corden gets it a lot. James Corden.
Yep.
Obviously, yep. Ellen.
Ellen's getting it, dude.
Recently.
I guess her ratings have just fucking tanked. By the way, ever since all this stuff has come out, they have just tanked. Now, and again, you and I are far from celebrities. I don't use that word, you know, and I never like to think of myself that way. I appreciate that people like what we do and, you know, want to take pictures or talk to us or telling us they listen to us. But I think on a very small scale, you and I kind of do feel it in a sense, because I've had that before where it's like, I sometimes worry about like lashing out or not. I'm not an asshole anyways, but we all have days. All right. We have days where you don't want to deal with shit. You know, you have an off day. Maybe I got some bad news from the family. And all it takes is that one time for people to have that mindset and then share that mindset. And I'm sure it's happened. I'm sure it has. Mm-hmm. So I do feel for some of these celebs. But what you have to look at is the buildup. Like, OK, it's not just one story. It's one story here, another story here, another. Okay, yeah, this person's actually just an asshole. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Like, you got to look at both sides of it, like you just said.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just, they're human beings. Everybody's a human being, yeah. You know? Just yeah. Because you guys put some people on pedestals and look up at the people like, you just can't be an ass.
No,
just
you can't be an ass, but also, too, you can't also hold him to this, like, I've watched your movies. How dare you be mean to me? It's like, well, okay. Right. Like, you know, you've seen it before sometimes, like, oh, he refused me a picture. Well, it's like, he shouldn't have to give you a picture. Fuck you. What, he's sitting there eating dinner, and you come up and ask for a photo? Like, sorry. You know what I mean? It's like, but, oh, he was an asshole. I went to say hi to him, and he blew me off. He's like, well, yeah, he doesn't have he's not your friend just because you watched him on TV. You know what I mean? Like, I guess that's kind of where I'm at.
And, like, the big-time celebrities, too, man. It's like they're dealing with that every single day, dude. It's like you can't. Like, for instance, Michael Jackson. Just rented out a convenience store one time, and he hired a bunch of people to go inside this convenience store, this grocery store, to act like they were employees. This is fucking weird, dude.
Yep.
Act like they were employees so he could go in and go shopping, like have a normal shopping experience. Because obviously everywhere he goes, he just gets flooded by people. You know, oh my God, it's Michael. So he literally spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to rent this place out for like 5 hours so we could make the shopping trip so we could feel normal.
Yeah.
It's like, what, dude?
Or that, that's a great example. It really is. Just to have that normal life on there. Well, think about two, like, signings. You got a celebrity, their cameras are flashing, they're signing as many autographs as they can, and then you get that people like, oh, I didn't get mine signed. Well, what do you want them to do, stand there until 3 o'clock in the morning signing? It's like, yeah, I don't know.
I think when they're on... around the carpet and just, I'll use it. It's like they're just looking around with that robotic smile.
Dude, that's just nuts to me. Well, in the paparazzi culture, unfortunately, I do feel bad for celebrities now. A good example, do you remember when Tara Reid's boob popped out? And there she is on the red carpet. They're taking photos. Her boobs pop out, and it's just this flood of lights. Instead of being good human beings and stopping... and stop taking pictures. No, we're going to get more pictures of this woman who's just out there, and her. Unfortunately, she has a wardrobe malfunction. That's unfortunately the kind of culture we've developed, and it is kind of disgusting. It is.
You know what's weird too about the celebrity thing too is the mystique of the celebrityness is kind of going away. Like people, I think, looked at celebrities differently in the 90s than they do now.
Well,
like they're not up on the pedestal is like they used to put them on. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you know what we want from our celebrities?
You see behind the scenes of everything, dude. Like, everything is out in the open with social media. It's like the mystique of being that person that you want. I want to be an actor. Look at what that life they have. But now you can see the life they
have. But you know what we want? We want our celebrities to fail. We actually almost enjoy it more when it's bad publicity and like, you know, a wardrobe malfunction. Like, we almost, and again, because we don't hold them up to the pedestal they were before. You know, it's not like the Clark Gables and the John Waynes where it was like, oh my God, there was almost more of a respect. Nowadays, we want to see like the trash headlines, and that's why we have things like the National Enquirer and fucking TMZ.
Dude,
when's the last time a good TMZ story actually came out? They look for all the garbage stuff. You know what I mean?
It's garbage. It's all garbage, and it sucks, dude. Yeah. It sucks because back in the day, dude, there was nothing better than like Dude, I remember like getting done watching movies and being like thinking like, dude, that's got to be the fucking life.
Man. Yeah.
Like that guy is famous and he got to play Batman, dude. You serious? Mm-hmm. Just I don't know. And now that's kind of gone. Yeah. It's kind of gone. And it sucks.
Yeah. You just have people following you around waiting for you to do something stupid or inappropriate or anything, right. You know? Yeah. Like, oh my God, can you believe they did this? Anyway, I digress. Fact number four, opinion number four. From the 1700s to the early 1900s, the second most spoken language in the U.S. was the Germans. Yeah, it's un Germans.
The German.
During World War I, we were fighting Germany. It became taboo. So we basically, when we started fighting the Germans in World War I, they're like, all right, no more German around here, right? Und Dussen, Dussen.
You know what's crazy, too? If just a little bit of history, like flip-flopped just a little bit, we possibly could be speaking German.
Yeah.
Possibly could be speaking Japanese. Yeah. Possibly could be speaking anything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure, dude. For sure. Yeah. If we wouldn't have succeeded in the two world wars, the planet would be so much different. The culture would be, yeah, it'd be nuts. It'd be nuts.
Weird.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Just one blip in time,
yeah.
Man.
Yep. Fact number five, opinion number five. The Rolling Stones song Paint It Black was released with an accidental stray comma in the title on the record cover, so it was Paint It, comma, Black. That made people think that there might be a negative racial connotation.
Paint It. Black.
Black. I think maybe that's what it would be. That's what it would be.
How'd they mistake that?
I don't know. I see a riddle and I want it painted black.
You know,
good song, man. I love that song.
There's some proofreading going on over there. You know, printing thousands of those things out.
That's a big one. Like, you don't, like, how many eyes hit that cover before they let it go? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, comma, huh? You're fired. You liked that, didn't you?
Nice.
Anyway, there you go. That's some good facts and good opinions on that one. I'll dig it, man.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for the Plan B After Show podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out, and we'll see you next time right here on the After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.